We are the Morning Jam.
During that news.
Oh,
story,
I did. It was a little hard to focus.
I'm sorry. Well, you managed to focus. See, I wouldn't be able to. It's because well, Colt. By the way, is this coffee?
That's why I decaf? Don't make. Is that high test coffee?
It is definitely high test coffee.
This could be trouble.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Mm-hmm. We're doing fine. Colt checking in, and
I was doing fine.
We fixed.
I found out you gave him high test coffee.
We fixed stupid computers.
Is there any other?
Well, there
not
is.
Not for me.
I'm allowed, the evening, sometimes there has to be.
I'm allowed two caffeinated drinks per day. I don't normally take them, you know, in honor of my co-host over there.
But that's two in that one cup.
I know it is. This is my daily allotment right here. And I got.
But you already had some
I got to sip a little. Well, that was half and half, right?
No. Or,
that's high test. Mm-hmm. Holy cow. Mm-hmm. That means I'll be having about three and a half total.
Jeez.
I just have to drink a little bit of it so I can put the lid on it. And Colt, thank you so much. He always comes by and spoils us. And
you're welcome.
So we're going to dive right in and some of the things that you and I talked about in the last couple of days. Of course, Colt repairs computers. He gives you updates. He helps you when you get phishing where even when scams take over your computer, he does what he can to help you out there. Primarily what I wanted to focus on, because we're heading into the holidays here, Colt, is the, Windows 11, it's out. And
it is.
Yeah. And is it the beta version or is this the real version?
No, it's the real version.
The real version. Mm-hmm. So if you're wondering what Windows, operating system that you're going to get if you go out and buy a new computer right now, there's a good chance that it's going to have Windows 11 on, is that correct?
It'll be preloaded from the manufacturer.
Yeah. Right.
Unless there's some leftover computers, then they might have 10 on it still.
So if I'm someone that's, I'm a casual user, I use my computer, but I don't keep up with softwares and operating systems and those kinds of things. Tell me, if I get a notice and let's just say I'm running a Windows 10 machine, because if you're running Windows 7 right now, there are no more patches or security benefits from Microsoft. They quit servicing that well over a year ago.
They did. And Windows 7 still runs, but
right.
Like you said, if you do a new reload of 7, it's going to be hard pressed to get the updates for it.
Right. So let's assume, because I do want to go to people that had Windows 7 that went to Windows 10, but right now, what can I expect out of Windows 11 that's different than Windows 10?
Well, Windows 11 is basically an update to Windows 10. It comes down through the check for update screen,
mm-hmm.
and there is a compatibility checker that will run.
Right.
And so you go in to do check for updates, and it'll have a banner there saying, we can check your system, and you could run that, and it will either allow you to download it or not. Right now, I don't recommend doing it, even with the high-end systems.
Okay.
My experience with Windows 11, I like to be on the leading edge of technology, not the bleeding edge of technology.
Right.
And I've had several systems that have been 11, and they have just locked up. They've gone to blue screen. I think eventually it'll be there, but it's like any new operating system. It just came out. You might want to give it some time to settle down first. If you have an older system and it says that you can upgrade, you might want to wait just a little while.
Kind of like I did with the vaccine. I waited till mm-hmm. April, and a lot of, let's just call it soft tyranny from my co-host and my wife to get my vaccine. But yeah, it's a good thing to wait a little while. Just like a new car, a new model comes out, maybe
well,
the first year.
Every other operating system version from Microsoft, it's interesting, down through the years has
right.
been bad.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look back,
they're known for that.
I go back a long time and you look
sure.
at 98, you look at Millennial, and then there was Vista. Oh, and
oh,
then they
that was
fixed
a
the problems.
And Windows,
Windows
Me.
7.
How long
Windows
did Windows
Millennial.
Me?
Well, they had to come out with a new one because it was the year 2000.
Right.
And so that was that. Windows 7 was the longest running, and it was very,
really?
Very stable.
Okay.
Wasn't good enough after a while. You had to come out with Windows 8.
Right.
Terrible. We
oh,
had
that
so
was a
many
mess.
Clients that, yeah, it was a mess. And then Windows 10 got off to a shaky start, but it's been out now several years, and it's really stable. 11, let's see. Well, they've got rounded corners on the windows.
Oh, isn't that special?
Everybody needs that. And they've got the taskbar menu in the middle.
Right.
So there's not...
Isn't that an Apple thing?
It is an Apple thing. And
they've always
dressed up the icons and put mm-hmm. color with it. But honestly, right now, if you can avoid it, I would hold off just yet. But you get a new computer.
Right.
You might not be able to avoid it.
Okay, so I am a Windows 7... I have two PCs at the house that are Windows 7 that I've had Windows 10... put on. This is a few years ago. Now, if I had a Windows 7 and I'm running a 32-bit system, and I know this is getting in the weeds a little bit, but it is important. There's 32-bit and then 64-bit.
Correct.
That's kind of like, you know, you're a V8 and a four-cylinder, you know.
In a sort of way.
Yeah, because some programs won't run. If I'm starting out with a 7, now I've got 10 on it, are those computers going to be able to handle 11? Or it's a two-part question. Is it going to be able to handle it, and or how long will Windows 10, do you think, will still get the updates from Microsoft? Because eventually they stop doing it because they want you to spend money. This is how Bill Gates, whether they're crappy operating systems or not, the guy's a kabillionaire.
Kabillionaire, did you say?
Yeah.
A gazillionaire?
Yeah.
Windows 10 has a lifespan until 2025.
Okay.
So you've got four years. And come 2025, it's probably going to be a new version of Windows by then. Windows 11, one of the things Microsoft is doing is they're trying to get you to buy a new computer.
Right.
I firmly believe that. And the reason I say that is because this is the first time they've run a checker to see if your internal system meets certain security measures. And there was a thing years ago that manufacturers put in their systems to allow for only Windows to be installed on their computer.
Right.
And there was a lot of pushback.
Right.
And they won. So now, a few years later, they've implemented this trusted platform management to an extent where Microsoft will run. So bottom line is, if your computer is 3, maybe 4 years old, maybe 5, I don't know, but 3 or 4, you can run Windows 11. It'll tell you. That's why there's a compatibility checker.
Okay.
But also, by doing the upgrade, I've never had a good experience by taking one OS and upgrading it to the next OS. It's always better to do a clean reinstall, even from 7 to 10.
Yeah.
Eventually, 10 needs to be reloaded.
Right. Clean the slate.
Clean the slate and start over. Back up your data, clean the slate and reload. Older systems, don't worry. Don't feel like you have to get 11.
Right. I'll tell you what, can you hang on for a few minutes?
Sure.
Because we're going to be up against a break, but we do have a call, 866-916-3776. Let's see who's on the line.
Get it, Bob. Get Salty.
Hey, Salty.
Good morning.
Good morning. Oh, my gosh. Good morning to you there, Colt.
Well, good morning, Salty. What a privilege.
I ain't got no computers to fix, Colt, but can you fix stupid?
I don't think so, Salty. We fix stupid computers.
Hey, you know what my husband calls that?
What's that?
That's an ID10T era.
Mm.
You spell that on the keyboard, it spells idiot.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to put you on the spot, Colt. But
thank you, Salty.
I did want to call in real quick, Janet, because they got me running. They're running it for the turkey biscuits. They're running the special right now at Biscuitville.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I just got a minute here. I just wanted to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, happy Thanksgiving to you. What you having for dinner? You're not having raccoon, are you?
We did find some raccoon. You was talking about that the other day. We got some raccoon on the table. But I just wanted to share real quick here about the Black Friday story. You was talking about them yesterday. You know, me and Delmont one time had to fight this lady. She was only about 80 pounds, but I swear she had one mean kick, Janet. I tried to buy one of them billy bass things. You know them bass plaques that the fish used to talk and sing to you?
I do remember, yeah. Wow,
those are pretty cool.
Well, let me tell you, old granny, she knew how to disable 250-year-old men pretty darn quick where she placed her kick, if you know what I'm saying.
No.
I do.
Hi-ya!
I do.
My gosh, I wear a jock strap now when I go out on Black Friday because of that.
Be careful.
I'll bet you do. So I have to ask, who did you get the... Who are you shopping?
Ahead.
Who are you shopping for the billy bass for?
Hmm. Well, of course I was getting it from Miss Salty.
Of course.
He wanted one of them that... Well, see, I have a friend. He kind of does some illegal things. But anyway, he put Barry White in there. That fish would sing Barry White music, Janet, and it made for some good romantic Friday night.
Wow.
That's what I'm talking about.
Wow, you do spoil her.
You do.
That's great.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
That's great. Well, we wish you a very happy Thanksgiving as well.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving, Salty.
Well, thank you. and just be thankful for what you got, people.
Cause, yes, sir.
FedEx or UPS probably gonna be delivering your stuff all Amazon this year, because most of them gifts are sitting out there on them boats out there off Long Beach, California.
Let's hope not.
Unless you shop local.
Mm. That's right. I'll tell you what, me and Delmont might be at the flea market selling some good stuff the week before Christmas. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Thanks, Salty. Have a good one.
You too, Salty.
Happy Thanksgiving, Salty.
Ah, Billy Bass, romantic.
I know where I'm going to be doing my shopping before Christmas.
The flea market.
Do you mind if I join you?
Hey, I've got to take advantage of the Barry White thing, though. This one's going out to you and Miss Salty.
Feels so good. You're lying here next to me.
The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark. The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark.
Everyone's seen a singing fish before. The head swinging, Bobby McFerrin singing, Big Mouth Billy Bass was a popular gag gift in the late 90s through the early 2000s. But what happens to all those fish when people don't want them anymore? Well, the lucky ones end up here at the Billy Bass Adoption Center in Memphis, Tennessee. In 2002, the owner of the Flying Fish restaurant realized people would get tired of the fish pretty quickly and decided to retire the toys by hanging them up within the establishment. Now, more than 300 fish hang on the walls here with their batteries removed so they can't hurt people anymore. The owner said most are brought in by women who want the creature, often owned by their husbands, out of the house. They say, if he comes looking, don't tell him it's here. The restaurant even gives out a free catfish basket with each one donated. With all of the different colored fish lining the walls, it's clear that there's no other restaurant quite like this one in the world. And that uniqueness makes the Billy Bass Adoption Center a sight to see.
It's the rebirth of Common Sense Talk Radio. We are the Morning Jam.
I knew I wanted to go to Memphis for a reason, not just to see Graceland. I'm going
to go visit the wall of fish.
The little orphan Billy Bass.
And they've taken the batteries out so they can't harm people anymore, Janet. What is that supposed to mean?
That sounds like Kara was involved at some point or another. That's what it sounds. I just
Lordy.
Hope that Salty didn't hear that.
Oh, I know. It'll be a beeline with the...
He'll be all about it.
He'll take that
he's liable to
Winnebago down there and load them all up in there.
He's liable to start a Central Virginia chapter.
Right.
Taking in the Billy Bass. That's one I never had. Yeah. I did have the Chia Pet Obama.
You did?
Yeah. That got passed around a lot.
Did it?
For several years.
And
yeah.
Nobody ever put the paste on the top to let his hair grow?
No, they just re-gifted it next year to some, a very upset recipient. So that's what we did.
Well, we have Colt in the studio from We Fix Stupid Computers. We Fix Stupid Computers, talking about Windows 11. We did have somebody text in, Janet, about Macs.
What did
they have to say?
They wanted to know what Colt's thoughts were on the Macs. Said, I'm a Mac fan. Mm-hmm. What does Colt think about those? They seem to last longer and run more efficiently than Windows.
They do. Personally, I use a Mac as well as a PC, and the latest version of the Mac OS operating system is Monterey. They usually release that in October. Mm-hmm. To this point, I've not had any problems with it. Apple tends to be a little more stable when they release some things.
Oh, you mean they test it first?
Yeah. I will say, though, I have had some issues. There are some updates that come out and have done things, but overall, they've been a little bit more stable. But the reason Macs tend to last longer, I think, is that Apple tends to go for... more of a, like, they put more reliable parts as far as they build a laptop out of metal instead of plastic.
The hardware is better.
It's the hardware typically. Yeah. And Apple is a hardware company. That's what they started out 45 years ago doing. I've always been the biggest believer, use whatever operating system you need for your application. Look at the application first. If you need to use something that only runs on Windows, run Windows.
Yeah.
Mac does a good job, and their operating systems are very stable, and they are they are a little bit more secure too, because the core of it, without getting in the detail here, if somebody wants to stop by, we can talk about it. But just the way they're engineered under the covers, you typically don't need an antivirus on them, for example. Yeah. But they're good systems.
Hey, I want to mention here, when it comes to that too, High Sierra and Sierra, we run ProPresenter at our church.
Okay.
And ProPresenter, our version, because we have an older version, wouldn't run on High Sierra, so I had to reload Sierra, and we're fine. I mean, there's those kind of issues that you're just saying, depending on the software that you have.
Apple typically uses a 7-year rule in arrears, and I've got several older Macs that will only go, say, to High Sierra or to Sierra. And for those who don't know,
that's the
buzzword, like Vista, 7,
exactly, for Apple.
Sounds like you're talking in military code. High Sierra. Okay, I don't know.
Wasn't that a
9 or 5 7?
Yeah, that's right.
Cowboy show in the High Chaparral.
Let me ask you this though: it used to be, I'm assuming it still is, that the Apples are considerably more expensive than the Windows. Is that still the case?
You can get a like a good Mac. Here's what's interesting: the MacBook Air, for example, if we take that, used to be like the secondary low-end computer. Okay. Well, the MacBook Air now has more power in it than the MacBook Pro had a few years ago, and you can get a MacBook Air now. I don't keep up with the exact prices, but you can get a MacBook Air for around $1,000. And there's a ton of features on there. If you look at the price of PCs, yes, you can get that $200 Walmart computer. But if you look at good quality systems, they're up around $8,000 to $9,000 to $1,000. Some of those gaming systems are outrageous.
Yeah. Right.
And the prices really have leveled out. And so they're pretty much across. Now, when you go to the high-end Macs, they can. But Apple has their desktop called a Mac Mini. Mm-hmm. It's a little thing that sits on the desk. It is now sporting the what they call the M1 chip. They got rid of the Intel chips, and they use M1. It is the fastest computer on the market. And they did a head-to-head with that. And it's amazing how fast that chip is. It's built around graphics now. That doesn't mean you can necessarily do your gaming with it like you can, because there's NVIDIA and there's AMD, and those are designed around the gaming community. That's a whole other topic.
Right.
But the but that Mac Mini is, I believe, $799, $899. Oh, okay. Now you have to put a keyboard and a monitor with it, but still.
Right.
We're going to have you back before Christmas.
That's fine.
Do tell about your wife's business here. You got about 30 seconds.
Those are the cutest things I've ever seen.
By Peggy. Yeah, those are cool. So she is just quite the cookie artisan. And so while I'm working on computers, she's usually in her office and in her kitchen doing these cookies.
They're the most amazing. Really good. She needs to go on the Food Network.
Yeah. Tell us the name of the company one more time.
It's Custom Cookies by Peggy. She's on Facebook.
Go to Facebook.
And you
should go look at them. They're so cute. Custom Cookies by Peggy.
Yeah, very, very detailed.
She did one that was like a whole nativity scene.
Yeah.
On a cookie.
She's
really detailed.
That's hard to do.
She's really good.
Crazy. Yeah.
No doubt about
it. Good stuff. We've got more on text on Salty and the Billy Bass.
Oh, jeez. Well, we'll get to that next
Apparently
hour.
Apparently, a lot of people have those. I didn't know.
I have one.
Of course you do.
Put away. My father-in-law has one, I think.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Nice.
We'll see you.
All right, take care, guys.
To the Virginia Talk Radio Network, 100.9 WI.